The Texas State Senate's Select Committee on Redistricting voted to advance the mid-decade Republican redistricting plan Thursday, but not without passionate objections.
All you have done is gerrymandered the already gerrymandered districts.
State Senator Boris Miles is a Democrat from Houston.
Let's say the quiet part out loud. President Trump is a racist, and the leadership of this state and the members of this community are following the marching orders to get him 5 more seats. That was said publicly. That's unconstitutional and unconscionable. It really is, no matter how you feel about it.
On the other side of the aisle, Republican Senator Phil King of Arlington said he has no idea whether the Republican map will lead to the election of more people of color or fewer. But he has other concerns.
The reason I'm supporting this map is because I think the things that have occurred with the current Republican Congress and Republican Senate and Republican President, even just over the last 7 months, have been historic. And I want those to continue. And if we lose the Republican House, it will not continue.
But for Miles, how the redistricting would affect Black and Latino communities is a pretty central issue.
History will remember, the people of Texas will remember, how torn through communities of interest and disfranchisement for Black and brown voters. You have joined the night riders, the plantation owners, in seeking to make people of color lesser. Because we don't have a voice.
As the committee debated, other Texas Democratic lawmakers are still holding out in other states, their absence denying a quorum and so making a full floor vote impossible. But Texas Republicans continue to ramp up the pressure on them. Texas Senator John Cornyn says FBI Director Kash Patel has agreed to use the FBI to track down and round up the Democrats. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries blasted the move, saying on a social media post, the Trump administration continues to weaponize law enforcement to target political adversaries. We will not be intimidated. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, told HuffPost, the FBI is not a national secret police force operating at the beck and call of President Trump. It has no legal authority to track down state legislators who are breaking no federal laws just for standing up to a Republican scheme to purge Democrats from Congress and rig our elections. Democratic Congressmember Jasmine Crockett of Texas spoke to CBS News Thursday.
Oh, it's absolutely concerning. Obviously, this is not a federal issue. This is absolutely a state issue, as these are state lawmakers, number one. Number two, there's a lot of things that our FBI could be doing, such as keeping us safe, instead of doing the bidding of a corrupt president who has decided that he doesn't want any accountability, and he knows that the persons within his party are not willing to hold him accountable.
Meanwhile, back at the Texas State Senate, the committee approved the redistricting plan on a vote of 6 ayes, 1 no, and 1 not voting. That present but not voting senator was Democrat Boris Miles.
This is a farce. This is racism. This is discriminatory. And I will not take part in it. I will not give any ballot by voting on this, Mr. Chairman. So when you take your vote, clerk, please call Boris Miles' name, and there will be an empty, there'll be silence, because I will not be voting on this.
As the redistricting battle continues in Texas, it's also spread to other states, with Republicans looking at redistricting in Ohio, Missouri, and Indiana, while New York and California are planning their own Democratic counter-redistricting. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.